on my chicken game.
And that's the game y'all play.
It doesn't play this sexy music, though. On Merge Plane?
Oh, that's Merge Plane.
It's an ad. It's an ad for Merge Plane on my chicken game.
I thought you were
game.
Watching, like, a...
Porno.
Wow. I was going to make yeah, like a Parno. Like a Cialis ad or something.
Cialis ad? No, there's no tubs involved.
Where'd
my phone go? Am I sitting on it? No, it's right there.
Let me stick my hand in your bum.
Okay. You do what?
That's acceptable. I found your phone, though. Thank you. Can continue, though.
Did you get a new phone, too? Are you reorganizing yours?
No, I just broke this one. Remember how I just got this one?
No.
Oh, well, I put dents in it.
Like last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong with you? Why do you not have a case on it?
No, it's in the screen. You can't case the screen, sir.
My OtterBox goes around and it's like, it's got a little bit of a lip that way if it falls.
Everyone keeps telling me that. Except for the fact that it fell on rocks, which rocks protrude. It's not going to stop.
Well, don't drop it on rocks.
You protrude.
Don't drop it at all.
It fell out of my lap.
How do you not have, like, insurance?
I do. I just got this phone.
Actually, how does...
I just did an insurance claim.
How does anybody trust you with insurance, I guess, is my thing. How
this is my first one. My first damaged phone.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm you cold. Pulled out an insurance claim on?
Yeah. Well, this...
Well, definitely the first damaged phone or first claim, there's a big difference.
The first damaged phone on AT&T. Because when I was on Sprint...
He's getting so specific. He's like, it's the first damaged phone when I was on AT&T Sprint. On a Wednesday no, that fell no, on an no. even... Rare?
I didn't know we were recording. That's your fault.
No.
That is your fault.
You should know.
Nope, your fault. But either way.
Hold on. And welcome to another edition of Don't Crack, where I dare, they challenge you to listen
payday.
Without cracking a smile. And as always, there is a prize for you mm-hmm. at the end. To my right.
Right. That's me, Ryan.
To my 12 o'clock.
My God.
To my front? Is that what you were going
to
say?
I almost said to my front.
To my something.
To my 12. And then, as always, the fearless leader.
Who's that?
Fearful leader.
So please, continue on this inappropriate episode.
Okay.
We're going to call it mildly inappropriate. Mildly inappropriate.
It's not. Look, so inappropriate
is not about being inappropriate as much as it's just a conversation that you wanted to have. Because you're like, I don't like to be put in a box, and I don't like to have topics.
Sorry, guys. I got the black plague. I'll be coughing off and on.
Just going right
back. What about it?
Nothing. She can't see it.
Yeah, it's not on Amazon anymore.
Oh, sucks to be you.
But I'm picking her up one tomorrow from Target.
Okay. So, this is something I saw the other day that thought was pretty interesting.
California's on fire?
On the Twitter sphere. No one cares if California's on fire.
Rest in peace, Stan Lee.
I kind of wish it would just like break off on that fault line with some kind of earthquake.
It's on the out line. Yeah. The out.
Your skin is red right now.
On Twitter. I saw somebody say name shaming.
Name shaming?
I know we shame a lot of things.
I'm not sure what that means.
But I didn't know.
I don't know what that means either.
I didn't know name shaming was a thing until I got on Twitter. And they were talking about somebody name shaming this little girl, I guess, at an airport. And
so based
because
off
her
name,
parents,
they said for shame?
Her parents named her ABCDE. Okay, that's how you spell her name.
How is it pronounced, though?
Ab City. Like AB and then City. I don't feel like the little girl should be name shamed. I feel like the parents should be name shamed.
I think the parents should be sterilized.
Ab City?
But. What?
Ab City.
I gotta get something to drink. I'll be back in just a second.
Come on!
I'm sorry.
Oh, pause it.
I'm coughing. I'm trying to.
You're not a coughing. If you were a Pokemon, you'd be a Snorlax.
Level 9 plane. Spin unlocked. Suck it all, you nerds.
Focus, woman.
Suck at all you nerds. I don't take that statement back, Joseph, nor do I take it lightly.
Been drinking.
You literally just got that water.
Yeah! Tastes good.
Alright. Where were we?
I don't remember. Something about name shaming about some stupid
kid. Yeah, Absidy!
Yeah, did you hear about that girl, that lady in Australia that named her kid Katie? K-A-V-I-I-I? Why?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Katie? Yeah.
Katie.
How do you... what?
K-A.
K-A.
Okay, follow me here.
All right.
Like eight?
V-I-I-I.
Like an eight.
Like an eight. Y.
You know how, like, people, when they write the word mate, yeah, and they do the M-8?
But she did it in Roman numerals.
Wow.
Because she thought she was clever, and now her daughter has to deal with that for the rest of her life.
And I know that's what I'm thinking about this ABC, but again, I go to, like, how did they come up with this? Were they, like, in the hospital room, and maybe they have, like, an older sibling, like, hey, what do you want to name your kid? And another, the kid's like, hold on, I gotta do my spelling homework.
It's like, let me use it. A-B-C-D.
Good enough, shut up. All right, we're going there.
Wait, wait. Honey, wait. Let's hear him out.
I want to know how they were shaming her.
They were at an airport.
Yeah, so
how? They were at an airport. How it was pronounced?
No, they were like, I guess they, I don't know all the details. They said they were at a
John Wayne airport.
Yeah,
Orange County.
Yeah, made fun of the 5-year-old name, and they were preparing to board the flight.
Yeah, I'm curious on how they, how they shamed her. I'm curious on how.
Sweetie, I'm sorry, your parents are idiots.
It's 2018, we're super progressive, but if you name your kid Gaylord, they're gonna get made fun of.
Yeah.
It happens. Don't name your kid something stupid.
Little kids are jerks!
Yeah.
They're gonna go for the throat!
Children are evil.
They
don't know not to be.
It wasn't the kids who did it, it sounds like.
It wasn't the kids who did it, but
I'm just saying that it's gonna be the kids.
Their parents' consequences.
Yeah.
The consequences.
Yeah, your cute little statement that you're so rare and you're so snowflakey makes your child the target of endless ridicule.
Yeah.
And criticism. And just because you wanted to be different and you destroyed your child.
Yeah, I kind of understand the process sometimes behind wanting to give your kid an individual name. Like, because there are times where it's just like... Please, we don't want an actual death on the...
I got the cough. I've got the black lung.
Look, I had the black lung all week. Okay.
Oh, I got my horoscope in, by the way.
Oh, good for you.
Somebody's cheating on me. Ryan?
I was going to start another podcast. I'm sorry.
You son of a...
Hold on, wait, what?
It's just that his horoscope says someone's cheating on you.
By the way, well, little teaser here for Please Advise... I figured out who Margaret is, by the way.
Margaret?
I have some updates on the Margaret situation.
Oh, the one that she was getting,
That I got the email. Oh, there's Bray.
Gosh.
Micah never saw Bray.
Look how cute she is.
They are?
It. Look how cute it is.
We talked about that one.
Zier.
Was this last week?
Yeah.
So how did last week go?
Last week went pretty well. You know, I forgot, and thank you for bringing that up. Oh, I want to talk about the first time we sat down with Darwin, you, me, and him.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so last week was great. Awesome.
That was a lot of fun. Did I ever tell you about that, Ryan?
What was the next segment?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure I did. We sat down probably for an hour, and I just asked him some questions, because I needed to get to know Darwin.
The main question I had was why.
Why her?
No, I don't know if she remembers everything other than just... Her hands over her eyes and just shaking the whole time.
I think that's her relationship with you.
I asked him for his social security card.
Yeah, except
one. Which he had in his wallet.
Yeah.
I don't.
I do too.
You're dumb.
No, why?
You're an
idiot. Why do you have that in your wallet?
I never lose my wallet. I've never once lost my wallet.
Yeah, but the one time it's happened, your whole identity is gone.
And my thing is barely hanging on, but.
You need to take that out.
I'm just saying. Handy God.
All right.
Why?
And then I asked him, I think I also asked him if he was circumcised.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Okay, is this part of, this is B-rated inappropriate.
Yes. Circumcised is
B-rated inappropriate.
First of all, she doesn't listen.
Yeah, she doesn't care anymore.
Number two.
She quit supporting.
Okay, well, how about this is B-rated as in we can go ahead and see if he wants that on the
circumcisions
podcast.
Circumcisions are...
How about if... We can see if he wants
Darwin!
Oh my god.
Can we talk about your penis on the podcast? He said he doesn't care!
Nice.
Why would you give him that fuel?
So, he's circumcised. 9.5 inches. It's got a mole on it.
That, he's like benign.
Yeah,
9.5.
That looks flaming. It's like a Coke can. Like it's like a Monster can if they stretched it.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Micah.
I think I just opened up one of those, like, how to please your man type things and just, like, you know, asked him, you know, changed him out a little bit, you know.
Okay,
so like different things to Vogue, you know, Cosmopolitan, like, hey, you
that's
know.
Something I wanted to ask. Would y'all circumcise your son if y'all had one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think it just...
Oh, we already talked about this.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, last week. After the podcast.
Yeah, we're on the podcast now.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, we had this conversation.
We did, on the car. Yeah,
you're right. On the car?
On the car.
Yeah.
On the car ride home.
On the car.
On the car.
Oh, that was funny. Micah. I just remember her just, her whole thought, just
well, head mine was, shaking. I was like, hey, you really don't have to answer that
yeah,
question.
About 30 minutes, I was like, hey, you can leave if you want.
I was like,
no, I'm cool.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you've done your obligated 30 minutes, you don't have to be here anymore.
Well,
like,
that's what ignore him. That's what she
leave.
Got. That's exactly
please
what she got, because
please leave.
Here's the first introduction I got from him. I'm sitting there on the chair, she opens the door, hey, this is Darwin, all right, bye. I was like, oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She brought it on herself. She brought it on herself. Because then that gave me weeks to prepare on how to talk to him. You know, I was like, hey, what are your intentions for our dear little Micah here?
He wants to make her a woman.
Do you have a waterbed?
He does not have
why
a
waterbed? What does that mean?
Motion in the ocean. I don't know.
I guess.
Motion of the ocean.
Oh, I can't even remember. I just remember getting his social security card and taking him. And I took a picture of it.
Why would he let you do that?
I'm not a very intimidating figure, I don't think.
I guess so. I don't. Y'all are head to head. I mean, y'all don't really. Y'all are the same height. It's not like you're towering over him, looking down. I'm going, let me see your social security card, boy.
Give it to me now.
So boy, do you it. Circumcised?
Let me see. I need proof.
Yeah, I want to take a picture of that, too.
Picture didn't happen.
And he takes a picture and he and runs off.
I just... Yeah. You see why I don't want to do these things, right?
I kind of like inappropriate now. We did make it inappropriate.
A little bit.
Made it wildly inappropriate.
Be ready just means we don't talk about cursing, I guess?
Yeah, I guess
everything else is okay. Everything
there's been a couple
so
questions.
So Hitler did nothing wrong, no. Right? Are we?
I mean, he got some things right. I'm not going to say he did it, no.
Whoa.
I'm talking about like the bug, like the VW Beetle.
That wasn't him. That was Nazis.
Well,
he didn't do much of anything.
No.
He's a big old vagina.
I was going to say phony.
What?
This guy's a phony.
Big fat phony.
You know who lives here? It's a phony.
$5 if Micah knows what that's from.
If you don't.
Nope. Give me a hint.
No. It's a cartoon?
It's a cartoon.
Seth MacFarlane?
Nope.
Still? Okay.
Ralph Garman?
I don't know who Ralph Garman is.
Adam West?
Nope.
Seth Green?
Nope. You're just saying names.
Mila Kunitz?
I hate her.
Kunis?
Kunis?
You hate Mila Kunis?
She's one of the ugliest people I've ever seen.
Okay, no.
I was trying to keep this approach.
Yeah.
Okay?
He done messed
is
up.
She's straight up.
And you're about to get
one of the ugliest people I've ever.
Look in the mirror. Oh, calm down.
Oh, no, he didn't. Hold on. Hold on back.
Excuse
me. Oh, slight the book.
Excuse you?
We're getting serious.
Yeah, I mean, Mike down.
I got an eyelash in my eye.
Micah down, Mike down.
I am so distraught. Still don't know who what it is, do you?
No. Sound of Music.
Laugh or cry. He's
a family guy.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Ralph Garman plays like a lot of characters. So,
all right. Yeah. I think that's a good stopping point.
Oh, really?
So, your prize this week is a bit of a teaser as well. I'm liking the teasers. I think we teased a little bit about the Please Advise. We're going to tease a little bit about the Fat Boy Face-Off. I wanted to give them a little taste so they knew what to kind of expect. After the first episode was pretty much just a setup. Now we're going to be diving into it a little bit more. I wanted to let them know what Ryan's potential punishment would be. I'm not going to say that I've won. Because honestly, after this week, I'm not feeling real good about it. We'll talk about that later. But I wanted
Joel
this to...
Joel went and got weight loss surgery.
I wanted...
Just to mess with
you. I'm about to next week. I got the schedule. I got my lap band scheduled. Yeah.
I'm going to come back. He's lost 40 pounds. I'm like, what? How do I keep up with this?
I'm doing great.
I've lost 2 pounds.
Well, I thought it would be motivation. And maybe it might scare you a little bit for the next few episodes. That way you like might be freaking out for like a good hour or so. So that's fun for me.
I'm terrified.
All I want Ryan to do...
Terrified.
I'm a big fan of bubbles.
He said, I want you to put something in your mouth. You don't have to eat it. And I'm like, whoa, dude, this is weird. I don't want to play this
game anymore. How do you feel about sausages?
No.
I'm a vegetarian, Joel. I can't eat that.
You just have to put it in your mouth. Remember?
Don't worry. It's all organic, so.
In fact, we don't
want... It's all farm-fed, baby.
He doesn't want you to bite down.
No. I'm a big fan of bubbles. And all I want Ryan to do is blow me a bubble away? About the size of his face. And I'm such a nice guy that I even got him some Soren's Spicy Company's Trinidad Scorpion Gumballs.
What?
So, Trinidad Scorpion Gumballs. So.
But they're super spicy?
My wife's going to want to try those.
we'll save her a couple.
Yeah, she'll want to try that. So will Al.
So, we got Trinidad Scorpion Gumballs.
I'm not happy.
If he loses, but like I said, I'm honestly not feeling real confident. Because of the last couple of days.
You know what?
Not because of you, because...
You know what? We'll just go community. If you lose, you can...
No, those are my gumballs. Those are my gumballs. I bought them. You get your own thing.
Blow me a bubble.
No.
Joel, come on.
So, there's your prize. Ryan, hit him with the outro. And be on the lookout for that.
Dude, it says warning contains Carolina Reaper, which will cause skin... and eye irritation, not for children.
So,
we're gonna die.
Wait for Friday's episode to see if Ryan has to do this or not. I'm not sure. We'll find out. We're gonna weigh in a little bit later.
You'll definitely know by Monday if I'm not on the podcast ever again.
He's dead. I'll put it on Twitter. It's okay.
Hey, there's some piece.
All right.
There's sugar in here.
Come. How much?
There's sugar in here.
Save it for the other
episode. Okay. All right. Hit us up on all the social medias, Don't Crack Pod. Hit us up at don'tcrackpodcast@gmail.com with all of your inappropriate subject lines and whatnot. And as always, the world's no fun if you don't crack. I love you.
If you don't do crack.
No. Old school. Hit him with a ram.
Rawr.
We haven't ramped in a while.
Rawr.